This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
This is the TELUS Radio Show, and I'm your host, Krista Nils. Today's guest is Astrid Ahrens, from the beautiful Rhine area. Hello, Astrid. How are you?
Hello, Krista. Yeah, I feel fine. I'm happy that I stay with you on your show. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Astrid, you're an entrepreneur, and as an entrepreneur, you are a speaker, a trainer,
and an
author. But that's not the part we want to talk about today. We have quite different things we want to talk about. And I remember your motto that you once told me, words are magic and magic is changing the world.
Yes.
And we will talk about communication and about the things you know about communication and you learned during the last years. And I think it will be exciting news for our audience.
Okay.
First of all,
yes,
you fell out of your job.
Yes.
And you once told me, over the time I understood why I dropped out. Please share it with us.
Okay. Yes, that was a very special situation. My career in this time, I have a career as sales representative for a pharmacy company, Procter & Gamble. And in 2003, I wanted to drive to a conference of Procter & Gamble. While I was driven on the highway and at 160 miles an hour, Chris, it is in Germany, it is legal because I live here and we can drive so fast, but I know it's not allowed in USA. I suddenly felt very ill. So I drove over onto the shoulder of the highway. Then I had a lot of time to think about the reasons for my condition. I discovered the cause in the field of stress medicine. And this was my new perspective. The stress medicine showed me that there are two types of stress. It gives positive and negative stress. But the most people speak about negative stress and think that it makes them ill. Mm-hmm. That's right, of course. That's right. But we don't think enough about positive stress. However, my experience has shown me that positive stress can be even more dangerous than negative stress.
Because
Yes, because I don't recognize that my body is stressed. The background
Although it is positive stress?
Yes. When I have stress, I have negative or positive stress. But the body reaction is in all the way the same.
Yes. Oh,
it is the same. The body reaction is the same. The difference is that when I have negative stress, I feel my body reaction, and when I have positive stress, the endorphins released in our body and makes us a good feeling. We don't notice that the body is very stressed. The nature deceives us to think that everything is okay.
Really? And, it deceives us? Really?
Yes.
Although
yes.
it is positive stress?
Yes.
We always
yes.
say positive stress is pushing us forward
yes.
and is
yes.
helping us to do
yes.
the good things, the new things, and to go
yes.
ahead.
Yes. What you say is a very important point. That's right. When we need a little bit stress to stand up in the morning, for to come in move, we need a little bit stress. But all things are on top of this level. These are reactions which are important for the body language, for the body reaction. And then we say it is positive or negative. When we have a little bit positive stress, we are very motivation. But when I have too much positive stress, the body produced endorphins. The endorphins are in my system, and I don't feel see what the body speak with me. Yes?
I see. Thank you for the moment, Astrid. We'll mm-hmm. hear you shortly.
Yes, okay.
I'm Kristin Nils, and we will be right back after this commercial break. You are listening to the TELUS Radio Show on the X-Zone Broadcast Network on www.xzbn.net.
This is the X-Zone Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
Did you know that when you're on the road with limited data or Wi-Fi, you can still listen to the X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell, The Science of Magic with Gwilda Wiaka, X-1, Dimension X, Space Patrol, and every minute of the X-Zone Broadcast Network by calling 213-401-0080, courtesy of Audio Now. No smartphone, app, or internet needed. It saves your data plan, and it's free if you have unlimited minutes. Call 213-401-0080 to listen on any phone, anytime, anywhere. Remember 213-401-0080 for the best of the paranormal, parapsychology, and sci-fi radio programming anywhere, 24/7, 365.
This is the TELUS Radio Show, and I'm your host, Krista Nils. Today's guest is Astrid Arends from the beautiful Rhine area close to Cologne. And welcome back, Astrid.
Hello, Krista.
Before the break, we talked about positive stress and negative stress.
Yes,
and
that's right.
You made us aware of the consequences of positive stress, that it's mm-hmm. Working the same way on the body as the negative stress.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, that's right.
And I remember another word from you. You said communication is modern stress.
Yes, yes. Krista, this was my most important lesson, was that communication is my strongest stress factor. This was the reason that I looked much deeper into communication, brain science, and mental competence. Yes, I say communication is one type of stress. The background, when it's okay, I will say something to the background of it.
Yes, please.
Yes,
please.
The background information to this is that the brain thinks in pictures. Every brain in the world of all people. Uh-huh. And every uh-huh. picture is stored with an emotion, either yes. a positive or negative emotion. Uh-huh. Language produced pictures immediately. Uh-huh. So is the fastest way to produce emotion. And the emotion is a main point. When I have negative pictures in my head and I feel a negative emotion, the body reacts negatively as well. For example, uh-huh. I have neck or shoulder tension, or I get a head neck. Yeah, uh-huh. I get nervous and I begin to sweat. That uh-huh. is the first reaction. The second reaction of communication is our body language, such as our mimics, gestures, and facial expressions. Uh-huh. For example, I avoid eye contact because I don't want people to see how I feel. My shoulders may drop, yeah, and the entire body is instable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got that. May I ask you? You said this was your greatest lesson in life, to understand
yes.
that communication is modern stress. Did you realize that when you were on the highway driving at 160
no.
miles per hour?
No. I don't realize it. It is. What I feel is. I drive my car. I have a conversation with my leadership, and it is a very heavy communication. It was a very heavy communication, mm-hmm. and in this moment, I feel. I don't become air. Yes, I...
You couldn't breathe?
Yes. Thank you, Krista.
Oh,
yes,
oh.
I couldn't breathe. The whole body in the top, yes, go inside. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you went numb. Yes.
Yes, also der Oberkörper hat sich zusammengezogen. Ich habe keine Luft mehr bekommen.
Yes, you couldn't breathe and everything stopped in your breathing.
Yes, and yes. my belly was ill. I drive in the shoulder of the highway onto the shoulder in the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So and yes, that was a reason. That was
okay.
my feeling.
So
yes.
when you're looking back, you
yes.
know this communication was your stress.
Yes. That's
and
my
it took
main
your
stress
breath.
Factor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It took your breath and you weren't able to communicate with the world
yes.
breathing, because breathing and respiring the air into your body is communication with the world. And you
yes.
couldn't do that.
Yes.
Oh, wow,
yes.
wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it was
tough.
a very difficult situation. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was
a
dangerous situation.
Dangerous situation and a situation, this situation, I think somebody needs this situation to think about his life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
yes.
When you feel such things, you begin mm-hmm. to think about your life. What are the reasons? What are the reasons for this?
I put it in very hard words. We need new managers who are able to communicate good with the people who they are responsible for.
Yes.
What's your suggestion? How can they do it?
What can they do it? They can do many things. Yeah, I think the important thing is that we look to the words which we need. In the beginning, you say words are magic, and with magic we can change the world. We can change everything. When I have a good wording, in Germany we say, when we have good wording, we can produce by the other, when I speak with another people, when I'm a leadership, when I speak with my employees, yes, and I look to a good wording, a wording which produced good feelings, so I can have a very good dialogue. I have more attention from the employees. I can say difficult things to the employees because I speak with a good feeling base, and so I can say more as another part of communication.
Yeah, so good words and create good feelings, and good feelings create a good connection, although it's a manager and his employees.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's the point.
Now we have got it. And
yes,
and
I think
that's the...
Okay, I think that is the reason why in sales... some are very successful and others are not so successful, even though they are selling the same products. The main reason for their success is that the sales representative, which use new words, the customers have a better feeling.
Okay, so we are at the point that we say, words are a strong sword, and words can kill people like a sword can kill people.
Yes, I think so. I will say it so. With one word, we can make hopeless and freedom. And with one word, we can it can be the begin of the warrior. Only one of the war. We need one word, one word. Yes. In my when I will say one thing which stand in my website. In the beginning, was a word. And the word was with God.
Yes.
And the word was God. Mm-hmm. Everything was made through this, and without it, nothing becomes what it was. In him was life. Yes, this is chapter 1, Johannes, yes, in the Bible. And this is the point. In the beginning was a word, and the word makes feelings, and when I have good feeling, I have a good attention and a good persuasion.
So the next consequence is I have to find the dialogue and leave the monologue.
Yes, that's very, very important. Because we are born for the monologue.
Really? We are born for the monologue?
Yes, yes, yes.
Tell me more.
I will do it. I must do some sentences around the monologue. Yes. Before we was born, we inherit several systems in the brain. One is the vagative system for our bodily functions. The second one is our emotional system. These two systems are at the unconscious level.
Yes.
The third system is the logic, rational thinking, the personality, I am, you know it. It develops later in your life. The fourth system is our language development. This also comes at one age. So, when a child is born, it reacts as though it has instinct. Everything it does is to save its own life. The child tells us through body language what it wants. It doesn't love discussion. It doesn't love no. It does what it wants to save its own life. That's the reason. Yes. So the monologue is the primary speech pattern of children. That's so. However, the dialogue isn't the speech pattern, which develops through relationships in the family, school, or neighborhood. We have, Krista, we have to work very, very hard on using dialogue in conversation. That's the reason why dialogue is so difficult. For example.
Okay, so we'll keep that point and we'll come back after our short break. I'm Kristin Nails and we will be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to the TELUS Radio Show on the X-Zone Broadcast Network on www.xzbn.net.
This is the X-Zone Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
This is the TELUS Radio Show, and I'm your host, Krista Nails. My guest today is Astrid Arendts from the lovely Rhine area. She is a neuroscientist and a specialist on neurocommunication. Astrid, welcome back. Before our break, we talked about monologue and dialogue.
Oh, yes.
And you told me something about four stages. Can you share this knowledge with the audience, please?
Yes. Krista, we speak about, when we speak about monologue, we must think about before we are born, we inherited several systems in the brain. This is a very important point. One, the first one is the vagative system for our bodily functions. The second one is the emotional system. These two systems are at the unconscious level. The third system is for logic, rational thinking, I am the personality, yes? It develops later in our life. The fourth system is our language development. This comes also later in the life. So when a child is born, it reacts as though it has instinct. Everything it does is to save its own life. The child tells us through the body language what it wants. It doesn't love discussion. It doesn't love the word no. It doesn't what it wants to save its own life.
Okay, that's what children love to do.
Yes.
Can I help you to make a knot into your laces at your shoes, and it says no, but it puts the shoe in front of you and you have to do a knot and it's happy.
Yes, this is a base. And so the monologue is a primary speech pattern of children. Yes.
However, the inherited part, yes.
Yes. However, the dialogue is a speech pattern which develops through relationships in the family or in the school or neighborhood. We work very, very hard on using dialogue and conversation.
So when I sum up, you say monologue is what we have in our genes. Inherited in life.
Yes.
We do not have to work for that. Mm-hmm. And the dialogue is the part we have to learn. And we have to learn it very hard, because the monologue is always the stronger and dominating part.
Yes. Yes. That's right, Krista. Yes. And this is the reason why when you have a very difficult situation, and when we say you have a manager and an employee, and it is a very difficult situation, two persons are on stress, yeah, it is very difficult to have a dialogue, because you use the primary system. Instead, we intuitively use a monologue speech pattern. Also, everybody prefers a dialogue, because we receive recognition or self-esteem through the dialogue discussion.
So dialogue is the thing that's recognized and appreciated in society and being with others.
Yes, yes.
That's why we do it.
Yes, but it is not in the not natural.
Okay.
Yes, the nature is the gene. You say it before, and this is a monologue. Mm-hmm.
Okay, monologue. We are born with. We do not have to learn this. Finally.
Yes.
And we have to learn the dialogue, and that I think. I understand quite a lot more now. I try to continue these thoughts. So we try the dialogue, but when we are under stress, we are not able to keep the dialogue, to stay in dialogue, to be in communication with others, but we return to ourselves and we fall back into a monologue.
Yes. Yes, and only with the logic, only with rational thinking, we can change this situation, and we can use, we must say, or we must speak with the own brain, and we must change and describe that we now use the dialogue. Then it goes. We must go out of the stress. And I must use some strategies which prefer the dialogue, like W questions, for example.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So with the W questions, we open the conversation. When we ask a person, are you feeling good today? There's only a chance to answer with yes or no. But when we ask, how are you feeling today? Just changing a bit. And the how is, well, it's not a real W word, but it belongs to that category of questions.
Yes.
But when we use an open question,
our
partner in communication is able to answer a little bit more.
Yes, yes. You invited the partner to speak a little bit more about him. You show interesting. You show recognition. Yes, my prince say that is recognition. The primary W words questions are begins with who, when, where, what, which, and also how. That's right, Krista. But I will give the audience one tip. Please don't use the word why, unless you are in educational situation. When you are in a brainstorming and you make an educational situation, that's the right. Because when I use a why in personal relationship or in the family, it can create situations that force others to justify themselves.
Yeah, it might be insulting, right?
Yes.
It might hurt the person.
Yes, this can cause tensions in relationships and the family. Yes,
yep.
That's very important. Speak when I will have a dialogue, need the W words, and then I say I'm interesting by the person, and he can speak about it.
Okay.
Speak about himself, sorry.
So when I say, what are your thoughts about this issue?
Yes.
About encouraging people, for example.
Yes.
Then I'm open for the person and I'm interested in the opinion the person will tell me.
Yes, yes. And that's a recognition.
Okay.
That's I will
recognition.
Speak
Yes, and appreciation. And now here your motto is coming in again.
Yes.
The secret of voice. Words are magic. And with magic, we can change the world and everything is possible.
Yes, and one secret are the open the W questions, because I go in the brain from the customers. I go out of my own brain. I asked the person something. He can speak about it. He can speak about his brain, his seine Bedürfnisse. Yeah, and I don't speak about my brain and my Bedürfnisse. Yeah.
Okay. And my own needs.
Ah, okay. Thank you, Krista.
You're welcome.
And yes, and this is the reason, because when you have sales representatives, yes, you have you have two sales representatives with the same products, but one have 100% more turnover than the other. And when you speak with a salesman, which is so successful, he say, I don't say anything. I tell questions. And the customer speak me. He tell me what he wants. And I only do that what the customer wants. I hold my product. And I have my products, and I know what the customer want. And now I go the way that I form my products in the needs from the customer.
Okay, so the successful salesperson is the one who listens and who understands the needs of the customer.
That's a perfect.
And this person can convert what he or she heard into action so that the customer will be happy and the relationship between them will be very successful.
Yes, because this way is a way to make good feelings in both sides. In both sides, the customer has a good feeling because he can speak and somebody listen to him. Yes, and the salesman, for the salesman, he see that the customers has a good feeling. He laugh. He speak with him. He gave him informations. And in Germany, with also my motto is, who laughs buys.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. When we have fun, when we laugh, we make a good business.
Right. Right. So when you're taking your customer out for lunch or dinner and you chat along, you have maybe a glass of wine or a glass of beer and have pretty good food, then you are on the same level, you understand each other, both sides feel appreciated, and this is the great thing and the great story.
Yes.
Astrid, thank you for the moment.
Yes,
I'll
okay.
hear you
thank
soon.
You. Yes, okay.
I'm Kristin Nils, and we will be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to the TELUS radio show on the X-Zone Broadcast Network on www.xzbn.net. Okay.
This is the X-Zone Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
Did you know that when you're on the road with limited data or Wi-Fi, you can still listen to the X-Zone Radio Show with Rob McConnell, The Science of Magic with Gwilda Wiaka, X-1, Dimension X, Space Patrol, and every minute of the X-Zone Broadcast Network by calling 213-401-0080, courtesy of Audio Now. No smartphone, app, or internet needed. It saves your data plan, and it's free if you have unlimited minutes. Call 213-401-0080 to listen on any phone, anytime, anywhere. Remember 213-401-0080 for the best of the paranormal, parapsychology, and sci-fi radio programming anywhere, 24/7, 365.
This is the TELUS radio show, and I'm your host, Kristin Nils. Today's guest is Astrid Ahrens from the lovely Rhine area, right in the middle of Germany. She is my specialist on neurocommunication. Astrid, welcome back.
Hi, Krista.
Hi. Astrid.
Yes.
I learned from you in one of our talks before that there is a chance to recognize characters and kind of influence them to agree with your opinion. Before the break, we talked about salespeople in talk with their customers.
Yes.
Where else can we use this type of communication?
Yes. It is very good for managers, for leadership. That's a great base, because you will have a good Mitarbeiterbeziehung. I don't
employee.
Know the
employee
yes
connection.
Employee. Ah, thank you. Yes, when you will have a good employee connection, when you will have a good feeling in a team, it is very difficult to know what people think, what people do, what people feel. Mm-hmm. And this possibility, managers use this possibility to go in feeling, not mm-hmm. only in numbers or goals. When managers see the people.
So the yes, rational stuff.
Yes. So she can do more turnover because the manager has a feeling for the sales representative. And all people who are successful in sales representative needs very recognition, and the name is persuasion.
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh. And this is like Prit. Do you know Prit?
No, not at the moment.
Der Klebestift, Prit.
Oh, yes.
Der Kleber.
Yes. Yes.
And the feeling is a Prit.
Oh, it's the glue.
Ah, yes. Okay. The feeling is a glue. And when you have the special glue for the people, you have so much success because everybody is very motivation. It is very individual, and the human stands in the middle of the point, the team. Yes, you show the human.
So we have reached my preferred topic, storytelling. Storytelling
yes.
is always talking about emotions.
Yes.
And supporting or showing people that emotions are a good thing and attracting mm-hmm. them, because you show that you're kind of vulnerable, although you know how to deal with your feelings.
Yes.
But people love to see you in person, in mm-hmm. somehow in private, I
yeah.
think.
It is authentic.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's authentic.
Mm-hmm. Genau.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
that's the way.
So modern managers
yes.
should learn one new skill, I think. It's listening to
yes.
their employees.
Yes.
And check, understand the body language, understand
yes.
the words.
Yes.
And from these draw the conclusions how the employee might feel today or might feel in the group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I have a good communication, Christa, the communication have four parts.
Mm-hmm.
The first part is that you need the right words.
Yeah.
In my head, when I have the right word, and I must look in my head and feel when I have a negative communication, for example, the body reacts negatively as well.
Uh-huh.
I have neck and shoulder tensions. We
uh-huh.
we talked about it before.
Uh-huh.
Then the second reaction is the mimic gestures. Yes,
uh-huh.
And in the facial expressions, when we have negative feelings, my shoulders may drop and the entire body is unstable.
Uh-huh.
You know, the third reaction is my speech patterns change. For
uh-huh.
example, we use short sentence when I'm under stress, in a brash and imperative. imperative from the why discussion. And the fourth reaction is that the words inspiration are an inspiration for my thoughts. So a negative picture and emotion lead to further negative thoughts, creating my own negative reality in my brain.
So kind of self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes. And this knowledge is important for managers, leaderships, yes, for to build motivation. I will give you one example. When you for a word, in Germany, we often start our discussion with "the problem is."
Yeah.
Yes, you know it. Yeah.
Yes.
This is a negative word, because we have this word produce negative emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Our brain goes into a protective mode.
Mm-hmm.
In the unconscious level, yes? The solution is to change this word into a neutral or positive picture with mm-hmm. a neutral or positive emotion. For example, you could say the issue is, or the situation is, or the challenge is.
Mm-hmm.
That's a change. Another example where the word risk. Most people feel very uncomfortable with a risk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you can change this feeling by assuring them. For instance, there is no risk in buying our products. It is of the highest quality and safety standards. The best way is now is not to mention a risk and simply say, when you buy our products, you get the highest quality and safety standards. You have mm-hmm. a very better feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the neurons don't think about risk or problems. But
yes.
when we buy anything, we don't want to think about problems and risk. When I go to a bank, yeah, I don't want to speak about risk.
Yeah, I don't want to think about a robber that's standing behind
yes.
me and
I
having money.
I will have that the money will be safe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want risk. That's the way. Some example.
Okay, so it's better to use the positive word or a
yes.
word that's with positive, that's accompanied with positive emotions,
yes.
instead a word that creates straight away negative emotions,
yes.
like the word risk, for example.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I have another example when you want to hear it for to have a better quality of life. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, we have a short moment left, sure.
Okay. I speak fast. Another tip is for better quality of life is to avoid using must or have to so often.
Yes.
When I speak to myself, we shouldn't say, I must, I have to do that. This sets me under a lot of internal pressure and strengthens uh-huh. to perfectionism in me.
Yep.
Instead, we should tell ourselves that we may or we can do this or that. It is a better way.
How do you handle that in your personal life?
Yes.
How do you handle that?
When I speak, I go in my own dialogue, yes, and I say, maybe I can work, maybe I can eat with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, not I must I must make a meal, I must go off into work. No, I can work.
Okay, Astrid, thank you very, very much. So yes. I understood I'm not allowed to end with a must or we have to.
Yes.
Our time is over now. Thank you so much for joining me in the interview. I think we learned a lot about the new type of communication. Mm-hmm. And I say bye-bye to you. Hear you soon.
Okay.
Join me, Krista Nils, next week on the TELUS Radio Show on the Exome Broadcast Network on www.xcbn.net.
Ich wollte eigentlich auch noch...